In conclusion, there seem to be two main points, halacha lemaisa, that come out of our din. Number one is, on one hand, the mechaber paskins that pureed fruit retains its bracha, and the Ramah appears to concur mi'ikar hadin. On the other hand, the Ramah rules that one should say shahakol on pureed fruit, and many Sephardi paskim rule that safek brachas lahakol applies even against the mechaber. Accordingly, it would seem that in cases where it's debatable whether the item is either more or less changed than the cases mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, either it's more pureed than the dates or less pureed than the pavidla, then the halacha would still be unclear, because we can't necessarily say if the mechaber would agree to the Ramah in that case, or the Ramah would agree to the mechaber in that case. The second point is that based on the two answers we saw in Rabbeinu Yoina, why bean or cornbread would be shahako, we can explain why pureed fruits and vegetables lose their original bracha in one of two ways. Either the pureed fruit or vegetable has completely lost its identity as a fruit or vegetable, and now it's essentially merely a raw ingredient of organic origin. Alternatively, since the item is not being consumed in its typical manner, it loses the unique bracha granted by Chazal to a fruit or vegetable and drops to the generic shahako. These two ways of understanding our halacha could have significant ramifications regarding the definition of what's pureed, because something might be completely unrecognizable but typical, or might be somewhat recognizable but not typical. We will address these points in detail in the shir.